Hey, is this Ron James?
Yes, it sure is. How's things in Toontown?
Very, very good. I'm impressed that you answer your own phone, man. Well done. Well done.
Man, I'm in Canadian show business.
Hey, well, I tell you what, let's talk about that. You're going to be doing some comedy here in Saskatoon Broadway Theater December 1st and 2nd. Do we Canadians have a different sort of sense of humor? And what about the prairies? Are we special?
Well, you know, I get that asked about which region is, because Canadians identify themselves regionally. And I would say that there's an affability about the prairies and an easy accessibility that doesn't come easily to the urban centers. Toronto and Vancouver tend to be more focused on America, where I find the rest of the country is focused on here. And it's always been a warm welcome, Matt, rolled out for me whenever I play the big wide open. And Saskatoon, the Broadway, is just the sweetest room in the country. I mean, that's why I've got two shows there.
Well, how many times have
But in terms of your own unique sense of humor, I'd say that each region has its own unique identity, but the stories that I tell have universal appeal from Corner Brook to Courtney Comox.
Well, what do we laugh at here in Saskatoon? You've been here a number of times.
Oh, well, you know, I think you laugh at any stories about growing up. I tell stories about hockey. I tell stories about, going to church with my grandmother where she wore a fur hat on her head that still had the fox head on it that stared at me in church. But I'm also talking about the way the world is changing, of course, you know. I mean, we just went through the pandemic for 2 years. And, that was a white-knuckle ride on a roller coaster into a dystopian netherworld where you'd sell your soul for a hug or a haircut. I went 4 months without my first haircut. By the time I went to the barber, he spent more time on my ears than he did my head. So I took my shirt off. I said, mow my back while you're at it, buddy. I mean, this was an incredible shift of the psychic paradigm with all those lockdowns and masks and keeping your distance. My goodness. I mean, I was the first person in my condominium to wear a mask. Granted, it was a Halloween mask, Aquaman, but still.
But still.
I got the distance. it's remarkable what we've been through and come out on the other side. I don't think any of us will ever forget the first time we saw a couple of seniors in Shoppers Drug Mart fist fighting over a roll of toilet paper.
It's
so
true.
I mean, these are images that we have to process, and I think that laughter helps us process trauma. And I've had all kinds of people over the years come up to me and say those things. And I think if we notice our fallibilities and our fractures sometimes our helplessness at forces beyond our control. I mean, I find it one of the greatest ironies that Facebook was the social media platform that kept us all connected during COVID. Here it is, invented by the most antisocial person ever to walk the face of the earth, Mark Zuckerberg. Next time you see him on the Congress being interviewed about his outrageous gazillion-dollar monopoly, you look close at his forehead. You can see where they rub the antennas down. That dude's an alien walk-in. And so, I mean, these kinds of things about changing times and reflections on times past and where you find yourself today, you know? Dating at midlife, that's a big thing, too. I mean, my buddy tried online dating, Silver Singles. It was called Our Time. He said, well, why don't they just be honest and call it Our Time's Almost Up? So, yeah, there's lots of things to laugh at, you know, the notion of mortality and getting older with baby boomers. I mean, we're just 20 years away from roaming the home in our Led Zeppelin onesies just to sing along away from taking the stairway to heaven.
So I get the feeling now, I know that your history, you started out with Second City back in the 80s. Your brand of comedy certainly has morphed over the years, hasn't it?
Well, you have to evolve, right? And that's how you grow as an artist. And it certainly has. I mean, I started out in sketch comedy. I was an actor for 17 years. And I've been back at that, actually. I just shot a new series of mine for Five TV, a subsidiary of Bell in Nova Scotia, and that was my own series. And then I shot another couple of days on Trapped, which got great reviews from John Doyle in the Globe and Mail. So I'm back at it again. And it's nice when things come full circle. Ironically, they've come full circle and I'm getting paid the same amount of money I did in the 1980s. I don't know how the hell that happened. But honest to God, you know, when you're in Canadian show business, you're always beating the bushes. You can never rest on your laurels. That's for damn sure. But it has morphed I've grown from a comedian, I think, with a regional Nova Scotia voice into a national voice with a broader perspective. And I think that over the years, I concentrated on the role and pitch of words. I like the way words trip off the tongue and tickle the ear as well as the funny bone. I love that. And it helped me out as well during COVID when I wrote my book.
Yeah.
I wrote a bestseller this year called All Over the Map, Rambles and Ruminations from the Canadian Road, and I'm very proud of that.
Good for you.
And thank you. But it's a celebration of people and place. It was a love letter to the country I've had the good fortune to travel and make a living in these past 25 years.
Now, you're going to be performing at the Broadway December 1st and December 2nd. My question is, well, I guess you're from Glace Bay, so you kind of understand this stuff, but could you not find a summer date? Like, you're coming to Saskatoon in December.
Well,
you know
Canadians
that, right?
Canadians don't like to sit inside in the summertime after they've weathered 7 hard months of cattle-killing blizzards, as you do out west. The last place they want to be is indoors. But my hometown of Glace Bay got hit really hard by that hurricane. And we just raised, with the Bear McNeils and Jimmy Rankin, we raised $102,000. And the feds matched us buck for buck. And so we gave that to the Red Cross. But I was also raised in Halifax. So I was born in Glace Bay and raised in Halifax. And I put 42 years in Toronto. Well, I tell people I live in Toronto, but the country's my home. And that's true. There's not many people I know other than my fellow travelers in the comedy trenches who know the country quite like we do. Long-distance truckers, I imagine.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you December 1st, December 2nd. 2 shows, Broadway Theater, A Very Funny Man, Ron James. We'll see you in Saskatoon, Ron.
Thanks very much. I'm looking forward to some minus 30 weather.